everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and today is Monday. And the Monday's date is March 5th, 2012. So, we'll see if Kathy's out there, and we can see what's going on with all of you. We can check the fast chat and have call-ins today. So, back to you, Kathy.
Hello, Ron and everyone. Thank you for having me again, Ron. I want to welcome all the listeners and acknowledge the friendly people in the fast chat. We have Larry, Mike, Joseph, Janice, Dulce, Jennifer, Jessica, Tanya, Nibley, Euros, and Micah. Hey, hi, everybody. As Ron said, today is Monday, March 5th, 2012, and you are listening to Creation Lightship Healing with our host and ambassador to the Creation Lightship, Ron Amatron. Ron said we were taking calls today, so the call-in numbers are listed on your dbsradio.com website under Station 1. And there's also a toll-free phone number for the USA and Canada, which is 888-627-6008. And, Ron, can we take some comments from the fast chat now?
Yeah, sure. And we could... I was thinking maybe we could do a clearing for people that maybe had a situation at a place that they maybe visited. Could be something during the weekend, you know, or it could be maybe you went to a vacation place or something, and maybe you brought back some Scoobies or something, and you still don't feel quite right or something like that. So we could do that if you like. So it'll be kind of like a space clearing, but kind of in reverse, because we're looking at a situation that you had done to you. You went someplace, maybe, and maybe you caught a cold or something. Well, let's clear that energy off of you. And it just kind of depends how you wish this clearing to work for you. It could be, you know, if you had something that, maybe you went someplace and the mosquitoes got you or something, or maybe, you know, you caught a cold, maybe you got food poison, something like that, and your memory of that situation wasn't very good, and it might still be with you. So here we go, everybody. Think of a situation that you may have had, and maybe you went to your mother-in-law's house and she gave you some bad vibes or something, you know. It's hard to say her father-in-law. So anyway, they put the evil eye on you. So here we go. Think of that situation. And we'll even clear that energy off you. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, we'll see what kind of comments we get on that here. And back to you, Kathy.
Great. Okay, well, Myra's asking if you can charge water for detoxification. She says there's chemtrails everywhere, day and night, and it's very upsetting to her to see it in a clear sky. She also suggested facial misting water because there's so many toxins. So if you're up to that, Ron, maybe we could do that now or a little bit later.
Yeah, why don't you all get a glass of water. We'll just get misting water maybe in about 5 or 10 minutes. So this we do on our normal weekly calls sometimes. So, yeah, just get a glass of water. We'll just get misting water for everybody. We'll do that maybe in 10 minutes. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. And Mike is asking, are the aliens poking our feet again? He's feeling stings on his feet during the day, and Janice says she is also feeling the same.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get some of these energies off you. But they like to attack your feet, kind of like poking needles in them, and you know that because your body jerks when you're going to sleep. Sometimes it could be continuously happening, but from my experience of talking to people, normally I'll feel their body jerk. So if you're sleeping with somebody, and all of a sudden they start jerking around a little bit, you know that they're being messed with for you. So here we go. And the energy's off the bottom of your feet, if that's the case. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, good. Thanks for that. I was feeling some stings, too. Let's see. Keith is asking, when is the next 8-hour call? So would you like to talk about your schedule a little bit, that that March is being skipped for the conference calls?
Yeah, we're not doing the Saturday and the 8-hour calls in March. We'll be back in New York in a couple of weeks at the Expo. It'll be the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And that'll be at the New Yorker Hotel, which is about maybe 10 minutes away, a block away from Penn Station. So if you're back there, and it's also where the garden is, Madison Square Garden. So it's the same location there down the street. So anyway, if you're never been to New York and you've heard of Madison Square Garden before, the New Yorker Hotel is just a couple blocks away, and that's where Penn Station is also, right adjacent to it. So it's quite nice to go back there. I'll have three lectures, one each day, so it'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then I have a post-expo event, which will be after the expo on the 28th, I believe, which is a Thursday. The 29th. I'll be doing some healing work there and probably decloning, et cetera. And anyway, the expos that we have or the post events are very interesting because people from the expo come to it and we just kind of share and get rid of more stuff. So it'll be quite nice. I'll be there for probably a couple of weeks. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, that sounds fantastic. New York starting March 23rd. And I looked up your April calendar, Ron. It's on the website. For anyone who isn't familiar with the creationlightship.com website, there's so much good information on there, and it's so easy to find. On the homepage, you can go to events, and then there's also some printable calendars you can run off your printer that are quite nice, and they make it very easy for you to find information. So Saturday, April 14th, Keith, will be the very first session. That's the 4-hour Ascension Preparation Physical Healing Call. And then it continues Sunday, April 15th, and then the next two Sundays, which are the 22nd and the 29th. So that will be in April. And the other conference calls you're still having, correct, Ron, in March?
Yeah, that's correct,
Okay. All right, good. Well, let me just tell a little bit about those since I mentioned them now. And that is, there's three conference calls. Tuesday is the energetic hoarding removal clearing. Thursday is the clone body removal clearing. And Friday is the entity clearing and release. Those are all fantastic for ascension preparation and clearing out the darkness and the densities. Also, Wednesday is healing on the Creation Light Chip, and you also get your water light charge. It's the light beams charge your water with light codes. It's really fantastic. And all these conference calls are available for registration and payment on the website through PayPal, or if you have time, to send a check and money order in advance. So let's see. Let's go back to the fast chat. And I think there was a question there from, I think it was Liz. She asks, what happens to people born with only a brainstem? Are they controlled by the aliens?
Hmm. Yeah, that wouldn't sound too good. Yeah, wow. Very interesting. That's about all I can say on that one. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Well, Mike is sensing something big is close on the horizon, and she's wondering if she's tapped into something, Ron. She's asking if anyone else senses this. So if anyone senses that, could you type it in? Let's see. Other people are saying that they also had foot stings and their feet jerking and stabbed in their feet during the day. And Liz says she totally needed the foot and the water charging. And so maybe we should go ahead and get going with that. I hope everyone's had a chance by now to get a glass of water, because Ron was going to charge some water for, was it detoxification, Ron, or facial misting water?
I'll do the misting water. But here we go, skin misting water. This will only work on this program here live. It's also on the website, too. I think it's $1 to get the water charged that way. But here we go. Get your glass of water, hold it in your hands, and this is the skin misting water. And we'll bring in the swans from the light chip. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Kind of hold the glass there. You might start to feel your hands buzzing. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I know we got a couple of more recent clearings up here that are new. One, I think, is the creativity. We have the creativity one works with your emotional and mental body, so it tends to integrate more of you, get rid of the blockages that could be done through your mind or and your emotions. So that clearing's up. We have the problematic events, you know, barcode removal. So that one is just for people who think that something's happening to them, it's beyond their control, and it kind of is a reoccurring situation or something. And so you may have a barcode on that. I can't guarantee you'd have one, but it kind of would point, you could probably point your finger at it and say, yeah, this stuff is happening to me, and it's reoccurs off and on, and that's probably what it is. And so you could do that barcode if you think you have one. I had a lot of people requesting that I put something like that up, because they keep thinking that something is recycling and they don't have a way to get rid of it. And then we also have one up, which is the, I think it's called, I think it's the Alien Industrial Complex Clearing. You just type in the word industrial, I believe, and that will come up. And this is the alien bases underground that might have connections to you. That'll be an interesting one for people to experience. And, boy, we have a couple other ones coming online, too, shortly, but those are all pretty neat. So back to you,
Abby. Okay. All right. Liz is saying that the clearing you did earlier in the program, the clearing from events or things we might have picked up from the weekend, she did go to a rummage sale in a church, and she got weird vibes from that. And when you mentioned, Ron, the evil eye, I immediately thought of a situation, and I was able to clear that too, I think, and it's just so wonderful how the light beings work. That's something I've been wanting to clear. Okay, Marcy's asking, when we go on the clone call, that's the one on Thursdays, do we put the light being up then? Can she put the light being up? Would it be helpful?
A lot of people like to do that, but it's not needed, but a lot of people like having the light being up on the different calls that we have. But yes, you could do that. And that's... might even feel the energy coming off the light beam instantly from that process. It'll be interesting if anybody has tried that industrial complex clearing here. I can't. Maybe somebody could type in the add them to the website and get the exact name on it. But I think it's Alien Industrial Complex Clearing, something like that. So anyway, that's how we put it up, to get people to get released from situations in the underground that they may not realize they're connected with. Kind of like an abduction. Also, it's like maybe somebody is mentioning that the phone line for BBS is not working to listen in, I think. So maybe Maybe BBS can check that. They're probably listening to us. So if they can check the phone line.
Yes, they are
okay.
That'd
be great.
They are okay now.
No, it's okay now. Okay, thank you so much. So the phone is working, although if you're not listening, you won't know that. So anyway, kind of one of those weird things, isn't it? If somebody call in to listen on the phone, you know, but they don't know if it's working or not, and I'm talking to you because you're all listening to me, but they don't know because they're not hearing me because they don't have the phone on. So anyway, one of those catch-22 things. So back to you, Kathy, and thank you, BBS.
Yes, thank you, BBS. I'm just going to read a few comments now. Ed is mentioning that there's free lightship information about the creation lightship and other activities that are free at freeclsintro.com. So thank you for posting that, Ed. And now let's see. Tina says the audio is working. And Cindy says, good, she can hear. Rick is mentioning that the barcodes are really helpful to clear off alien events, and the people feel them going off in them. Liz is saying there was a show on underground storage tanks which held alien bodies. Oh, yeah. And she's listing the name of the clearing. Thanks, Liz. E.T. Underground Industrial Complex Clearing.
Okay, there's another one. If you guys have Netflix, get out, write this down. Torchwood. Yeah, I think it's an older series they probably had on TV over there. And Torchwood is a very interesting series. So I watched that the last couple of days. And the last one that I saw was where they had a, I guess it's a robotic type of woman, trying to get them. But anyway, they do show about alien things there. And it is an interesting little series, so you may want to watch that. Somehow, I guess the British are getting more informed than we are as far as dealing with these situations and weird things. But it's called Torchwood on Netflix if you wanted to watch that. Very great. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you. BBS, it's being reported once again that the audio on the phone went down. So thank you for checking into that. And Mike is saying that he's happy that a creativity clearing exists because negativity definitely dampens creativity. So that's great, Ron. There's a lot of new clearings out now on the website. The creativity clearing, the ET Underground Industrial Complex clearing, the problematic events, barcode removal, and then, of course, you mentioned earlier, a few days ago, was the new Ascension barcode, Ascension 2012 barcode removal, which has a drop-down list of aliens. And Mike earlier was asking what aliens are bugging him. He does not know. How could someone tell if there's an alien bugging them and they don't really know who they are?
That's a good one. It's hard to say because there's so many of them. One of those questions that, you know, you might be able to pinpoint one of them, but they could sell the timeline to somebody else. So if you are getting a problem with one particular race, you may not even know what it is. It just is unknown. If you happen to go down the list and see one that kind of catches your eye, that would be the way to maybe look at that. But remember, they can sell the timelines. So, you know, this is a timeline sharing, and they can do that. And unfortunately, when that happens to you, you could go to a different race and then go to another race. So this is kind of what's happening to a lot of people. I've been working more recently here on the red-eyed creatures here with horns. So I guess it's kind of the classic devil energy. And so that's where I'm at right now. It's going on probably the last week, I think. And a lot of those are, a lot of them actually came into the light, which is very, very unusual. So we're still not finished with working with these things, getting rid of them or having them go to the light. Normally they don't come to the light. Most of the beings don't. The Eastern Indian deities all went to the light, ones that we found. They got tired of being used by people, having people with their thoughts mind control them to do different dirty deeds to people. A lot of them were there to were used in the rings of doing spell making and stuff on people and curses. So a lot of them just said, forget that, we're tired of this, now we can get out of here. So whatever controlled them initially, whatever alien race brought them here, you know, they got out. So that's very, very nice. These other energies, I could kind of talk briefly about what I've seen on the red-eyed creatures here. They do have horns, but they don't move. They're like motionless. And their eyes can scan multiple timelines and scan everything about you without even you moving, or without them moving. They bilocate by changing timelines for themselves, but they're basically in one place when they show up. So they don't actually come after you. They put out this energy that's kind of like a mist, we'll say, or like a little energy, like a heat wave. And slowly takes over your consciousness, which could take you a month, you know, or take them a month to actually capture you. And it's so slight that you don't even know what's happening. And then all of a sudden, you know, they got you. But a lot of these here that I have found are no longer around, the ones that we're dealing with anyway. And a lot of them came into the light. So it was quite interesting to watch that. And there's still other ones out there that... trying to check out here to get rid of them. So maybe in the classic devil energy that people talk about in the Bible with the pictures and stuff, but they did have red eyes and very, very potent. That when you look at them, oh, you definitely know that something is going on. So back to you, Kathy.
Wow, Ron, you sound a little amazed that they came to the light. I get the feeling that doesn't happen very often with aliens.
Yeah, hardly ever. Hardly ever. Remember, they're just all they're created with programs, and all they know about is to seek and destroy, basically, and then maybe, you know, along with you know, having you on their food chain somewhere, where that's the basic premise that they render. They don't really know anything else but that one program. But these happen to come to the light. So I guess they got tired of being controlled. Back to you.
Good. Thank you for doing that and letting us know. The water that you charged, will you let us know when we can drink it?
Oh, yeah. You can either drink it or spray it on you. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's good. Well done. Not overdone, but it's well done. So enjoy your misting water, and you can also drink it, too, if you have a skin problem internally. Have an ulcer or something, it might even help that. So, or sore throat. Enjoy that here. It'll last for today, whatever you have, to enjoy it. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and BBS, if you're listening, could you please check the audio once again? And when it returns, could someone on the fast chat please let us know? Thank you. And Micah is asking, can you crash timelines, Ron, for alien race visitations in general?
Yeah, whenever you get... you sense that you've been abducted or something, or you have an energy that is not pleasant for you, you can do a timeline crash on it. It's hard to say how many timelines you're connected to. You could be connected to, you know, 500 timelines of this here. But yeah, that's probably what you'd want to do.
We
is
just
timeline crash on that. I'll do one right now. You know, you want to keep up on this here if the timeline crashes. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. if that helps you here. Got you up of a few of those timelines. And back to you, Kathy.
Wow, well, someone earlier on the show mentioned that something big was going on, so I guess that's what it was, the red-eyed devils. And Ed's mentioning that the newest Star Wars is Red-Eyed Devils 2, Revenge of the Sith. And let's see. BBS, could you please let us know if the phone's been, the audio has been reconnected. Thanks so much.
Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Oh, good. I actually did phone in earlier. I thought you heard me. It's been back on for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. There were problems. The system went down, but it all went back up. It wasn't even on our end. It was actually on the Skype end, and then something else occurred. So we just had to shut everything down and turn it back on.
Okay. Thank you so much, BBS. So it seems that the sound is back on, and they did whatever they could. And it's working well. Thank you, Cindy, for letting us know. And let's see, what else? Liz says her water looked like it changed to a lavender color when light beams were here. And R is asking, it's not a question, but he is saying that there goes the Twilight Saga, Red-Eyed Devil.
I wonder if they have the Green-Eyed Woman. There was a song about that, too. Anyway, don't get into that. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah, funny. Marie R. is asking if you could talk about the 2012 Ascension barcode again.
Okay, yeah. What that is, when I first put it up, that was last year. I knew that there would be some stuff coming down the pike here with that, people being abducted with the Mayan calendar belief system. And, yes, that... is still in effect. And I think all the other alien races found a way to get people also to capture them, to take them sideways during that particular time or just having the information. So remember, as above, so below. So naturally, since that point in time is created, then the other alien races want to take advantage of the same situation. So they can just take you off instead of the Mayan calendar, they can take you off into something else. So that's why we did a show on the Egyptian stuff. A lot of people felt pretty ill with that one, with the gold energy of the Egyptians. That was maybe a couple of weeks ago on BBS. And then you also have the other particular, Atlantis is one of them. Then we had Lemuria, I believe, another one. Remember, anybody who is connected to these energies from the past on this planet, any of these races could be taking advantage of people. And I'm sure I'll get some people commenting about, isn't people in Lemuria underneath Mount Shasta nice people, et cetera. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to say whether they're good or bad, but remember, if they've been here for a long time, they're still stuck in duality. They could be wonderful people, but do they have a belief system that people could tap into? What they can show up on the front, you know, with the, maybe they're smiling and having their fingers crossed, anything that's here is suspect, okay? Anything that is not in the moment. All these older cultures, they have had a way to get people abducted, too, through their own particular spiritual practice. And I couldn't really figure out, years ago when people started talking about Egyptians and their ascension and going into the pyramids, experimenting with this energy and sleeping in there or whatever, or doing tours. One lady I talked with, she had to go into some water there, it's pitch black, and find your way out, et cetera, in one of the pyramids and stuff, and wondering why people would ever want to go through that particular, maybe the work could be initiation or something, I don't know, but basically, the more you get tied up with this mind stuff, the worse off you're going to be, and that's the problem. And these cultures, now, if they're, remember, they live on timelines, so they could superimpose their past timeline 20,000 years ago onto ours by doing a copy and paste, just a program. And you could be now abducted to something because some big event's happening. And that's the problem that we have. It's not that the Mayans will say are causing this. It's just that they put it out into consciousness about the ascension that could be happening or mainly the end of their calendar. Now, maybe that wasn't even true. I don't know. It doesn't matter, but it's still out there. So when you have a belief system out there, and people start understanding that, believing it, thinking that it's real, and then at that point, that mindset of consciousness can overtake you. So you want to be very careful. So that's why we put up that, clearing, the 2012 barcode clearing, or ascension. So you want to get that off of you. You don't want to be hooked up to this stuff. Like I mentioned before, if they take you off planet, they'll just replace you with a true clone. Not a clone with your spirit energy, but a true clone. So you have to be very careful to see what's going to be happening. So for me, it's going to be very interesting. I'll probably be talking to a lot of clones on BBS listening. It'll be after 2012 in December there when it happens. I'll have to start doing clearings for these clones to get them into the light. Oh, I'm already looking at that. I looked at that before. Well, gee, if the population leaves here, then with such as clones, so then clones can't be saved. They don't have a spirit in them. So I have to create a body for them of light and put a spirit back into that body. That's kind of what will be happening, I think. So that's the first thing. So you people listening, you may want to do that clearing to get this gunk off of you and other people's belief systems off of you that you may have heard about that could have tagged you to go on on this magic carpet wide into the beyondo. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and some people are commenting about the timeline crash did on the general alien race visitation. Connie's saying she felt a heavy load release. Thank you very much. Larry says he has a headache and he needs an alien clearing for his mind. And Susan says she's kind of dizzy when you crash timelines. I think BBS is telling us there was a call on the line while you were speaking, Ron. If that's so, caller, will you please go ahead?
Hi, this is Marcy.
Oh, hi, Marcy.
Larry said a headache, and I said, how long? I started with a migraine yesterday and then all night and today, too. And I was wondering, Ron, if you can tell, am I doing too many of the body jumpstart, or am I detoxifying? Do you have any thoughts on that? Because it's pretty annoying to not be able to do much because your head hurts so bad.
I haven't seen anybody have a headache from clearings, okay? At least I don't think so, anyway. You could feel a little tired as your body is doing healing work after you get rid of the negative energy.
I don't feel tired. I just have a migraine, like a headache in the front of my head, and pretty much on the, well, it feels like inside my head, but kind of the front.
Moving around in your head? Do you have a critter moving around? Did you?
I can't tell.
maybe you had it asleep and now it's awakened. I don't know.
Maybe.
If you do have one, we'll see if we can take it out. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
Here we go. We'll see if Marcy has a critter. You guys out there listening, too. Here we go. I'll just count to 10 to release it here. One. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Well, somebody has something. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one. Oh, two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. How do you feel, Marcy? Did that help at all?
Just a little bit.
A little bit, uh-huh. Well, I think we got rid of one of them. Maybe you got a whole, the whole family and all the relatives and friends with you, maybe.
That doesn't make me feel so bad. So what do you suggest I do?
Elena,
I'm sending you
on the alien attack page.
Money for that specialty clearing, either sending it or going to try to figure out PayPal in the next couple of days, and that's $270. So I don't know what else, to do.
Just get on the... Maybe 1 week for the alien attack removal, okay?
Okay, all right.
And start with that. If anybody else has a suggestion, maybe you can go on the fast chat with that. That's what I think I would get on is get that critter off you. That's what it's designed
right.
for.
And then I had sent you money to do the unlimited for the spirit barcode and then a couple calls, but you said you opened it up, so I guess I'm just waiting for email from you.
Yeah.
All right, thank
you. Thank you for calling, Marcy. Hey, Kathy.
Well, Marcy and Larry have headaches. And Mike is saying that there was a major M flare and X flare. I know there was a solar flare today, and that can cause a lot of headaches. And Liz is saying a lot of people there have headaches where she is. And, it just occurred to me as you were hanging up, Marcy, I was going to ask you if you've done timeline crashes, if you've also done a space-time crash, only because I know that for myself, whenever I do those space-time crashes, I get headaches, and I don't usually get headaches. So those do that for me. But it's usually temporary when I get a headache like that. Okay, so we're looking at the fast chat here. I don't see any other questions at the moment. So maybe it would be a good time, Ron, if I could make an announcement about your show today, later today. There's a Ron Amatron show where he and Carrie will talk for 3 hours on RMN Radio. They have the show begins at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 Eastern, and you can access that program through the creationlightship.com website. On the right side tower icon where it says Radio Shows and Archives, RMN Radio. There is also a chat room. And you can send questions to that radio show, too. If you have a particular situation or a particular clearing that you want to ask about, I know on the last week's program, you and Carrie were talking about the 108 bodies, and I think you got to about the first, maybe almost the first 10. So that's always an interesting topic. So you can send questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, and there's also a chat room there. In addition to the healing,
so yeah.
Oh, did you want to add something, Ron?
What we could do is use that same LS questions for VBS, and we can maybe get some more information out for everybody. That's what we have it for. We have it for the Q&As that we have after the VBS programs here, but you could use that, too, for that. So it would be good to get some questions going for people. Sometimes people cannot call in like to BBS, or maybe they're even. Sometimes you can't even get on the fast chat for if the cookies are activated, so you might feel like you're at a disadvantage. So do go into that particular website, and if you are listening to BBS, we have 4 shows. Indicate what BBS show you want to listen to answer your question. That'd be very good too, because. We do want to try to help more people with information. So, let's see what else here. I'm thinking I didn't have any physical changes or anything with the solar flares or anything. So what I'm going to do is bring you all into my timeline and just see how your energy feels with that. Because for me, it doesn't. I'm outside of that stuff. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to bring you into my timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, just see how you're feeling there. Back to you, Kathy.
All right. I'm going to look at some comments in the fast chat and see if anyone has something about that timeline we're in to say. You can probably hear a little difference in my voice. I guess I'm in it. Feels really nice. Micah says she's been feeling high energy today. And Euro says the sun has enhanced activities. And Marcy, in answering my question, no, she has not done timeline or space-time. So let's see. And Micah has a suggestion. Marcy, make sure you are well hydrated. Ron, when will that prosperity jumpstart clearing come online? Although we appreciate these, but that one's one you mentioned a couple months ago, so of course it's on our minds.
Yeah, it should be pretty quick here. I know we're doing the codes on them and stuff right now, so I'm guessing probably by the end of the week here it should be up, so I will find out. I know we just got through doing the other ones, too. We have those new clearings up for people to use, and that one is works right now. So it's going to be 1 month for the first part, and then I think 3 months for the other. You get the 7 clearings. So 4 clearings for a month, or 7 clearings for 3 months. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, let's see. I got a question and another fast chat here. Someone's asking about the Mind Loop Clearing 2. Can you describe that? It's about how we respond to being on Earth.
Yeah, okay, yeah, the Mind Loop one. The first one, the Mind Loop 1 clearing is, you have repetitive thoughts all the time that you can't get away from. Mainly, it's like maybe beating yourself up because your mind tells you that you're not a very good person, or I did this over again, you stupid person, or something like that. It's all these things that kind of are like on a robotic program. That could even be things that you tell people all the time. Maybe you have coffee and somebody says, how many sugars do you want? You say 2 teaspoons. Whether you want 2 or not, you always say 2 teaspoons. Or, how are you today? And you go, I'm doing fine. Something like that, it's the same comment. Well, that's a program, and that's the Mind Loop 1. The Mind Loop 2 is a lot deeper. That goes into what your spirit thought when it popped out of your mother in the baby, and you go, oh, shit, I'm here, and all that negativity is coming on you. That's what the Mind Loop 2 one. That's when you first get connected to thought here. When you're with your mother, her spirit is nurturing you along with your spirit. And so the parts of that is always, in a lot of the peace energy. Not that it's completely in peace, but that's mainly where you are. And you're not involved that much with thought. I can't say that you're not, that's 100% not with thought, because you probably do have some energies coming into you from your mother even talking with the vibration of her voice. So you are sensing the thought energy, but maybe it's more of a vibration. I've heard of some mothers who maybe like playing a guitar or maybe beating a drum or something, and then the baby comes out, and all of a sudden when they get a little bit older, they start wanting to do that same type of thing because they liked what they heard. So, basically, if you're not connected to the darkness until you come out, that's the Mind Loop 2. That could be very frightening. So I can do a sample of that. I'll do a sample of that the first 10 minutes of your life here. I'll do 1 minute of that. So here we go. But sit back and relax, and we'll take away some of this energy here for being aware that you're in darkness here. Here we go. This would be the 10-minute point. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, see how you're feeling right now. Maybe you have a lot of weight lifted off of you. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Euros is thanking you for that timeline crash, Ron. He says he's feeling a buzz in his cheeks.
Oh, that's good.
I know myself, mine got very hot.
So that timeline crash, or the one that I did probably, maybe was to put you, well, is that the one?
In your timeline.
That's actually a timeline, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how Euros feels about being in my timeline. So maybe that's what he's talking about. I'll bring you back into this in case you guys popped out of it. So here we go. One, this is out of time completely. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, there we go. Hello, everybody.
Oh, thank you. That feels great. Ron is wondering if you could possibly describe that sensory healing and how far back does it heal? And should we do that before going to other specific healings?
Yeah, on the sensory one, that is your past life emotional traumas that's stored in your body's genetics from when you first came here. That's what it does. It doesn't get rid of everything, but it does help you out for things that could be lurking that you know nothing about that could pop up in this lifetime. That's what the sensory clearing is for. So that's with the C, sensory. Also have a sensory, an S, and that's how you view life here. But the sensory is one that, if you wanted to contact me, I can tell you how long you've been here on an email or something. That one I'm going to be getting up online also. So that way you can do it yourself and throw out some energies from the past. I'll go back to, I don't know, we can pick a time. Let's go back to, let's see here. We could go back to World War II if you want. You can pick a time there. Let's just say when they bombed Pearl Harbor. That was December 7th. So let's just go to December 7th. And that's stored in your body genetics. And very possibly you have lost some relatives there. Or maybe you didn't have any relatives there whatsoever, and one of your ancestors, maybe parent or grandparent, at that point heard about it and they wanted to enlist. So whatever it would be, but this is when news came across. Everybody's news could be a different time, different timeline of what's going on. But you're affected by what you read. So I'll just go a little further with this here. So let's just say that you're reading a newspaper, say, in Florida, and they talked about the Pearl Harbor incident. And that's probably how you're going to hear about it when you wake up. In a newspaper maybe on your doorstep, if that's what you did back then, or your parents did, or grandparents. And so then maybe somebody in, say, Washington had a different situation, and maybe you're listening from Canada, and you got notified a different way too, but that impact of what picture they show you imprints in you. So maybe one just had text, another one had pictures, photographs of maybe some of the ships being destroyed or something, but that was an imprint, and now it's stored inside of you. Now, if you see war movies, you might see a similar situation, which might trigger something to go off inside of you. Maybe you feel, unhappy with that or sad or something. It all depends how it relates to you. So it's that imprinting. Let's go back to when ancestors discovered that Pearl Harbor was bombed in World War II. So here we go. I'll release that from you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Wow, that was really, really wonderful. In keeping with the energy of the previous clearing you did for being in your timeline, some people, Euros and Cindy, are mentioning that it was really wonderful being out of time and they really enjoyed the heart energy. And someone else was asking if it was their spirit energy that led them to CLS, to you, to the radio, or was it their heart energy that led to you? Because if the spirit energy is quite low, how did they find CLS in the first place and decide to stay?
That's a good question, yeah. It could be that, even though spirit energy is pretty low, wants to get out of here. Remember, your spirit's been here for a long time and doesn't really want to be here. So very possibly it could have found some way to navigate you through the internet to find us here on BBS. The other thing is it could have been, believe it or not, an alien with you that got tired of being here too, that got stuck here, that was living with you, and it could have wanted to find a way out also. And it could have been, this would be like an alien that maybe landed here. I do meet people that are, have alien spirits in them that are physical. And these people somehow could have a lot of extra talents that most people don't have. Maybe they have a lot better intuition than what the regular person has here, and they just don't know how to get the hell out of here. They know that they're not from here. They have maybe a history of maybe flying in their UFO, and somehow maybe it, lack of a better thing to say, it ran out of gas, we'll say, and it crash-landed here, and they're now stuck here. I have worked with a lot of aliens that way in people to get them out of here. So I do that quite often when anybody comes to me, and I can detect that. I have to do an alien clearing right now for the ones that could be with you or listening around you who want to get out of here, because they're not really in a body. They don't hold a body typically. If you do have a spirit in you that is with you and it was born into your body, then it's here to stay here to help you. But other than that, if you happen to have a little hitchhiker with you or something that is stuck here because of a spacecraft being shot down or crashed some way, happen to find you and is waiting to get out of here, we'll do a clearing now for those special little beings that shouldn't be here. Well, remember, not all these things are bad, or maybe they could have changed over or don't want to be in duality. Look at that, too. Some just do flyovers, that you can't. You're not going to see them, though, physically, typically. You might show up as a crash site or just being outside of our consciousness, what we actually see here. Here we go. Getting rid of the aliens that want to leave. Oh. Here we go. 1, 2, open up the light ship to bring him into quarantine right now. 3, leaving right now. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, we got about a minute left here. So we'll just see how you feel. We could always talk about this, on the next BBS program on Wednesday. You actually felt something leave you. That's kind of what they do. It's I enjoy doing this for the aliens that are stuck here in duality. They have no way to get out. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron. And so someone was wondering that when you go to the conferences and you give talks, do you ever see anything, any humans in the room, or besides, or do you just see clones, ETs, aliens? What do you see when you look out at the audience lately?
Yeah, normally a lot of the people, would be clones like everyone else. So, yeah, sometimes I do pick up true aliens in a body. Had a person come to a couple of my lectures in New York. Was an alien. He talked a little different. Looked a little different compared to most people. So he was one. And I do see people that are aliens. I used to have a lot of agents show up. I don't have those anymore. Typically, we're trying to see what I'm doing, but somehow they don't always show up any longer. I didn't see anybody in LA as that. But it is quite interesting to watch people as they change before your eyes. Now that I'm doing the decloning, everybody else can watch people change. Definitely changing their paradigm of consciousness of who are they, what are they, and answers a lot of questions. Oh, there's that song, something, I think it's in the song Love Walks In by Van Halen, Something deep behind your eyes or something, is looking for the truth, which is your spirit or something like that. The words are there. But yeah, it's quite interesting to realize that who you think you are, you're probably not. And once you get yourself more into alignment with your true spiritual identity of your spirit, then you change more in your life and you're going to have a better life here. Well, back to you, Kathy. I guess we could probably leave now. It looks like it's time is over. Time goes by very quickly on these programs. So thank you, everybody. And next call will be as far as a telephone conference call is tomorrow, which is Tuesday. We do the cording call, or getting rid of cords off of you, $20. And we will see you then. Next PBS program is on Wednesday on Station 1 again. That will be at on 7 o'clock on Pacific Standard Time. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. Good night.